Final week here of our Sabetha Locker Room Chat on 103.9 KNZ, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network, as it continues here for the Blue Jays. This locker room chat here provided by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. We're now with head coach Josh Wartenberger of the Sabetha Boys. A season that concluded on Monday with a big win over Nemaha Central, ending on a two-game winning streak to end the regular season, with a big win over Holton also last Friday with a win of 10 points, 57-47, ending the regular season 7-3 here to clear through the Big East play. But coach, before we talk about the postseason, let's talk about the regular season, what that's been for you and your team. Coach, what are your thoughts here on the year?
Yeah, so it's been an enjoyable year with this group, and I can't think of a bad practice that we had. We just had guys that were ready to compete every day, and then I think they showed growth over the year, and I feel like we're playing our best at the end, and that's always been a goal of just a successful team is getting better each day, and these guys have really taken that to heart, and in an unselfish way, they've continued to improve, and so yeah, it's been. Coaching part of it has been made it easy on me.
What improvements have you kind of specifically seen from this year, from your guys week in and week out?
So, I would say on the defensive end, just individual defense has improved. Guys that, as the year went on, they really bought into it and just took pride in getting stops. And so we see some guys that are really hard to get around. Really hard to score on because of just their effort and their focus on it. And then I would say on the offensive end, just continuing to show unselfishness and finding the open guy. And I've seen us not putting pressure on ourselves to be the person to make a shot, but just getting a teammate a good open shot. And so I feel like we've grown in that throughout the year.
Upcoming here, the matchup tomorrow will be against Nemaha Central. You can get it on the Sabetha Channel or 92.1 at KMZA. Well, Coach, what are some keys to this matchup against the Nemaha team that you've already played it twice this season? It's one thing to beat a team once, another team to beat a team twice, and it's even tougher to beat them three times. So, Coach, how are you going to get it done here tomorrow against Nemaha Central?
So, we've got to continue to be who we are and do what we do. Nemaha is a good team that, as far as their record doesn't mean anything in any game that they play because they're a great team that can play with anybody, and they've shown that in their schedule. They've had close games in every game, and so we're gonna have to watch out for their transition is really good. They're strong on the interior. Schmelzy had a really good game on Monday, and so I know that if we don't stop him, then we're gonna be in a tough spot. And he also does a good job of finding shooters on the outside, and so we've just got to make sure that we're defending everyone because anyone on that team has the capability of making shots. So it's going to be a good game, and the first two games have been tight in the fourth quarter, basically a one possession game, and so we've just got to stick with our game plan for 32 minutes. We've got to stay focused for 32 minutes, and it's going to be another good one tomorrow.
Well, Coach, I just want to say I appreciate your time as always. Thank you here for joining us for week number 11, aka our final week here of our locker room chat. Coach, good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, Brendan.
That was head coach Josh Wartenberger with the Sabetha Blue Jays on the boys' side. Again, here looking to continue the postseason with the quarterfinals matchup in Class 3A, taking on Nemaha Central at home tomorrow, starting at 6 o'clock. Coverage will begin around 5:55 on 92.1 KMZA and the Sabetha Channel.